you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. And Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, and a person finds it and hides it again, and out of the joy he goes and sells all that he has, and he buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has, and he buys it." The Gospel of the Lord. A very short pericope comes from the book of Matthew. Interestingly, it is not paralleled in any of the other Gospels. It's pure Matthew. And in this short introduction to the kingdom of heaven, Jesus says, if you want to experience the kingdom of heaven, this is what it means. I have written journals on this. I have looked at this many, many ways over many years and wondered what it means to me. The ideal, when you reflect on the Word of God, is to integrate, to incarnate that Word into your own life and to wonder what this means to you and what it means to me today in our journey of life. So let me reflect on this in the manner of telling you what it meant to me, and perhaps you might find meaning for it in your own life. It's about a man who finds a treasure hidden in a field, and he sells everything he has, and he buys the field. In my youthful enthusiasm and idealism, I found the treasure, Jesus Christ. I said, that's the treasure, hidden in a field. I hid it again, and I bought the field. This is what I want to do with my life. I'm going to follow Jesus Christ, and I bought the field. The field is the church. And for many years, I cultivated the field. I defended the field. I built the field. I cared for the field. I was applauded for building the field. Not so much the treasure, but the field. And somewhere in my journey of life, I discovered that what really counts is not the field, it's the treasure. And in the field, I met an eclectic gathering of humanity. I met people who are very attached to the treasure, to Jesus Christ. I met others in the church, clergy and laypersons, who are angry, defensive, judgmental about others, who exclude others from the field, who are dedicated to protecting a field and not the treasure. And I was one of those for many years. Canonical, legalistic, clerical. It's what the Pope calls clericalism, is the superiority of the institution over the person of Jesus Christ. And then somewhere in the journey of life, I began to lift my awareness to say, it's not the field that should be my primary interest. It's the treasure. The field has no value without the treasure. The only reason I'm interested in the field is because of the treasure. Therefore, I should be focused primarily on Jesus Christ. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. I'm not a disciple of Holy Family. I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ. I live out my discipleship in a community of faith, the Catholic community, and in Holy Family. But my primary interest is the treasure. And now I come to the treasure. And I wonder, where does the treasure fit into my life? There's always a caution given to priests about the treasure. To connect with the treasure, that's prayer. That's a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, which is only found in prayer. The caution, as long as I remember, given to priests says, do not neglect your prayer life, because the tendency is we spend the whole day doing good, visiting the sick, caring for people, listening to people, administering a community, whatever it is. And then we get to the end of the day and say, wow, I didn't have any time for prayer. Now I'm tired at the end of the day, so maybe I'll pray tomorrow. I mean, focused prayer on Jesus Christ. I was with Cardinal Manning for about 20 years. And every evening when we finished a day, the first decision was made, when we will do our holy hour tomorrow. He did an hour of prayer every day. Now, at the beginning, I didn't want to do an hour of prayer, but I couldn't say, well, you do the hour of prayer, I'll watch the football. You know, it didn't fit. So I was kind of forced into doing an hour of prayer every day because he did an hour of prayer and I was with him all his waking days. So I got into the habit of the primary center of ministry and life for me as a priest is an hour of prayer every day. The hour of prayer every day puts things into focus. Without that, we lose our center. We lose the understanding of the gospel. We lose experiencing the kingdom of God. Not the kingdom of the world, not the kingdom of the institution, not the importance, the promotion, defense of the institution. It's the power of Jesus Christ. That's the treasure. And that will be experienced only in prayer. I mean, focused prayer. We have in theology this saying, we have what we call the magna anima and the pusilla anima. The magna anima is the great soul, magna anima. And the great soul is the soul of the treasurer, it's the soul of kindness. It's the soul of forgiveness. It's the soul of welcoming. It's the soul of withholding judgment. It's the soul of blessing and gift. It's the soul that gives life to others when I'm at my best. It's a magna anima. I'm generous. I'm kind. I'm understanding. I have patience. I understand humanity. Magna anima, that's the great soul, which is in every one of us. But we also have the pusilla anima, which is a small soul. That's the picky soul. That's the soul that wants to be in control. That's the soul that's demanding. That's the soul that excludes people, that spreads rumors or make judgments about people, the small soul. And if we look at our lives, we'll see the difference between days when we have the great soul and the days when we have the pusilla anima, a small, picky, demanding, judgmental soul. And we all belong to the field, but maybe not as much to the treasure. That became very important to me, because in the life of a priest, we have anger, we have ambition, we have jealousy, we have all humanity, it's there. And unless we have a prayer life, the pusilla anima will become dominant. I will run the parish the way I want it, not what you need, what I know you need. It's a small soul. The soul is fearful, anxious. This is the soul that divides people. I'm sure you're familiar with the story about the young person who comes to the mentor and says, there's a conflict inside of me. I feel a tension, a conflict. It's as if there are two wolves inside of me. One is a mean, selfish, judgmental, hard wolf. The other's a kind, gentle, understanding wolf. They're in conflict. And the mentor says, which one is winning? The answer is, the one you feed the most. Which soul do you feed? And this comes from prayer. So where does prayer fit into our lives? In the practical order. I know we come to Mass, say the rosary, whatever we do. But how do you live the kingdom of God? How do you make your life prayerful? Would it be possible to set aside 10 minutes a day where I'd be quiet, I shut out the world, and allow Jesus Christ into my life? Prayer is not something you do. Prayer is something you allow. In prayer, you allow Jesus Christ into your life. You give time to Jesus Christ. You give primacy to the treasure, not the field. Would it be possible that I could carry with me a prayer, a favorite prayer in my pocket? I could stop now and then and focus even for a few moments and pray. Is it possible that when I go to the office, I have a prayer on my desk? And in between appointments, I stop for 5-10 minutes and allow Jesus Christ into my life. Is it possible that instead of concentrating on the field, I could concentrate on the treasure? Because without the treasure, the field has no meaning. You know, so sometimes I meet people after Mass, and they say, I didn't like the homily. The music wasn't okay. The ushers weren't up, whatever it was, something wasn't okay. I said, yeah. Did you receive the Eucharist? Well, I did, but still I didn't like the music, and I didn't like the priest. And I said, wow. Did you experience the treasure? Or was it just the field? How would you listen to the Word of God now and take a teaching away with you today to say, oh, when I'm planning my day, I'm going to weave into that day a very important sequence, 5-10 minutes. And when I do that,
I'm going to pray. I'm going to become conscious of Jesus Christ. I'm going to count my blessings. I'm going to ask Jesus Christ to give me the grace I most need this day, not to be fearful, not to be angry, to be understanding. What's the grace I most need this day? Is there a conflict in your family? Is there a division in your life? Do you feel disturbed in your life? 10 minutes a day. Allow the power of Jesus Christ. Without that, we're honoring an institution. We're keeping all the rules, we're following everything, but the power of Jesus Christ, the personal relationship with Jesus Christ, is somehow wanting. That's the meaning of this gospel for me. To experience the kingdom of God, I have to purchase a field, but only because it has the treasure. So don't lose touch with the treasure. Amen. Okay, so much for the treasure. I know you're